Morning, prayer warriors. So good to be with you here this morning, to come into the presence of our glorious Savior, our mighty King, our defender, our strong tower, our shield, and our sure reward, Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, and to lift up his name and to declare his praise. Heavenly Father, it is good to give thanks to you, Lord, and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. As the sun rises on this new day, our hearts rise in expectation of what you've prepared for us today. Open our eyes that we may see wondrous things from your word. Illuminate the eyes of our heart to see the wonderful way you're working in our midst. And open our hearts to receive your love and to lovingly obey. We love you, Lord Jesus. We want to love you with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, and all of our strength. Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. For it's in your mighty and marvelous name, Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, we pray. In this morning's devotional, if you received the email devotional, we saw how humble Hannah, this is in 1 Samuel verse chapter 1, how humble Hannah in her desperation and her humiliation, in her frustration and in her anger and pain, she brought an offering of worship to the Lord. She took her human weakness and she girded it to divine strength. And that's our second lesson in the school of prayer on this third day of our journey. She sought the help of the divine warrior who we saw yesterday when we were looking at Joshua coming before the battle of Jericho. And he was met by the commander of the army of the Lord. Hannah is the one who calls him by name for the first time in the scriptures. She said, O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant and remember me. She poured out her heart like water before the Lord and laid her barrenness on the altar of his all-sufficiency. And he gave to her what he gives to all of us when we come to him in our weakness. He says in 2 Corinthians 10, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Hannah went before the Lord in her barrenness and her bitterness, and she came forth with the joy of the Lord. Her heart was full of peace and joy. Philippians 4, 6, and 7 tells us to be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. The Lord has sought to favor us with this sanctified season of prayer so that we, like Hannah, can find peace for our anxious heart, strength in our weakness, and joy in our barrenness. We find all that not in the things that he gives us, but in the encounters that we have with him when we spend intimate time with him in his word and in prayer. This season is a time for us to regain that lost power. He knows that we need to be strengthened. That's why he's coming to us with these 21 days to come under the banner of his mighty, militant, powerful name, the Lord of hosts. This is also the beginning of the Jewish Feast of Tabernacles, Sukkot. It's a time when all Jewish people, they'll come and they'll build a booth in their yards, and they remember their journey in the wilderness those 40 years and how they traveled under that pillar of cloud by day and that pillar of fire by night. And God is calling us out from the wilderness world we've been wandering in and drawing us to himself and asking us to come under the shelter of this mighty and powerful name, the Lord of hosts. So this morning, if we could just lift our hearts and our eyes above all of the burdens and duties that we have for this day, and just for this hour, delight in the presence of the Lord and this beautiful time and season of prayer that he's given to us in his presence. Let us come into the presence of the Lord with love and adoration for who he is and bring an offering of praise to our great King and mighty warrior, the Lord of hosts. We need to remember that in this season, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. That's what Psalm 46 tells us. That's our theme chapter, our theme psalm. He's our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. He's in the midst of us, and we shall not be moved. So let us come and behold the works of the Lord and praise his wonderful and powerful name. This morning, this first hour of the day, we seek his face and not his hand. So let us gaze upon the altogether lovely one and honor him with our love. We have set up a microphone in the center here, and you don't have to stand up and go to the microphone. Just if you're sitting in your seat, if you want to stand up, just try to speak a little louder so everyone can hear. You're also welcome to come here. The microphone will be here as well. If you want to just come up before the altar and bow before the Lord and give your offering of praise. But that's all we're doing this morning. We're not going to petition the Lord. We're not going to submit our requests. We're not going to issue our complaints. We're here just to praise him. And I encourage you to use your sword, the Bible, and praise him out of that and however the Spirit directs you in that. But let's just fill the atmosphere of heaven this morning from here, Calvary Chapel, Knoxville, all the way across the coast to Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, and all the multitudes of other prayer warriors who are joining us from around the country. Let's just fill the atmosphere with the praise of our King so that the glory of the knowledge of the Lord will flood this earth like the waters cover the sea. We want his name to be exalted. We're here to extol his glorious name because he's worthy. He's worthy of all of our praise, so let's hold nothing back, and let's just worship him. Let's just fill this atmosphere with his praise. Let's go before the Lord and lift up his holy name. Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant and praise is beautiful. Lord, we meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works. All your works shall praise you, O Lord, and your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of all your power to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts, and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. My heart rejoices in the Lord. In the Lord, my horn is lifted high. My mouth boasts over my enemies, for I delight in your deliverance. There is no one holy like the Lord. There is no one besides you. There is no rock like our God. We magnify your name, Lord Jesus, today. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained him the victory. The Lord has made known his salvation. His righteousness he has revealed in the sight of the nations. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Lord Jesus, we praise you for our salvation. We love you, Lord. You deserve all of our glory, honor, strength, and praise, Lord. We magnify your name today, O Mighty One, the rock of our salvation.
Creator of all things. The fact that we stand here today is because you have given us the very breath in our lungs, God. The very movement in our legs, God, is because you have given it. God, you share your glory with no one else. You are worthy, O Lord. God, you will receive glory and honor and power, for it is you that created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come.
I will praise you with my whole heart. Before the gods, I will sing praises to you. I will worship toward your holy temple and praise your name for your loving kindness and your truth, for you have magnified your word above all your name. Great is the Lord, and most worthy of praise, in the city of our God, his holy mountain. Within your temple, O God, we meditate on your unfailing love. Like your name, O God, your praise reaches to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is filled with righteousness. But I will hope continually and will praise you yet more and more. My mouth shall tell of your righteousness and your salvation all the day, for I do not know their limits. I will go in the strength of the Lord. I will make mention of your righteousness, of yours only. O God, you have taught me from my youth, and to this day I declare your wondrous works. Now also when I am old and gray-headed, O God, do not forsake me until I declare your strength to this generation and your power to everyone who is to come. Also your righteousness, O God, is very high. You have done great things, O God. Who is like you? Who is like you, O God? God, we worship you in the splendor of your majesty. The song says, turn your eyes upon Jesus and look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. I can't help but think of Moses, Lord, when he asked to see your glory and you hit him in the cleft of the rock and allowed just your back to pass in front of him. And we, Lord, who are your children, we see you dimly as in a glass, but one day face to face, and yet we see you more fully than Moses ever did, because you dwell within us. We have so much to praise you for, God. You are here with us. You are here within us. You dwell in us by your Holy Spirit, and every day revealing more and more of yourself to us, showing all of your beauty and your majesty and your glory, Lord. Why do we hold back our affections from you? Why do we hold back our adoration, Lord? You deserve all of it, God. Open our eyes, Lord, to look full in your wonderful face, to see the smile of heaven falling upon us today, to see your light, your countenance shining upon us with favor and with grace. You have purposed to visit us in the most intimate and extraordinary way in this season, Lord, and I pray we receive this deposit of your love into our lives. You love us with an everlasting love. You've drawn us with cords of kindness. You've bound us to yourself for all eternity. You've inscribed us on the palms of your hands. You will never let us go. You will never leave us nor forsake us. Help us to unburden our hearts and just let go and worship you for who you are. Lord, we love you. We want to love you more. Tune our hearts to songs of higher love. Tune our lips to greater praise. You are worthy, O Lord. You are worthy.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you stars of light. Praise him, you heavens of heavens and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He also established them forever and ever. He made a decree which shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures in all the depths, fire and hail, snow and clouds, stormy wind fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and heaven, and he has exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, of the children of Israel, a people near to him. Praise the Lord. Is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Through the war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that I will seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle. He shall hide me, he shall set me upon a high rock, or high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me.
When you said, "Seek my face," my heart said to you, "Your face, Lord, I will seek." Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth path because of my enemies. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and such as breathe out violence. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
O Lord, how manifold are your works, in wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your possessions, this great and wide sea in which are innumerable teeming things, living things both great and small. There the ships sail about, there is that Leviathan which you may have made to play there. These all wait for you, that you may give them their food in due season. What you give them they gather in. You open your hand and they are filled with good. You hide your face, they are troubled. You take away their breath and they die and return to the dust. You send forth your spirit and they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. He looks at the earth and it trembles. He touches the hills and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. May my meditation be sweet to him. I will be glad in the Lord. And sinners be consumed from the earth, and the wicked will be no more. But bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord. Praise his glorious name.
The Lord, my soul. All my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like eagles. Psalms 100, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy and gathered out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a desolate way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. He led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city for a dwelling place. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men, for he satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men, for he has broken the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron in two. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. O Lord, we rejoice in you. O God, my heart is steadfast. I will sing and give praise, even with my glory. Awake, lute and harp. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the peoples, and I will sing praises to you above the nations. For your mercy is great above the heavens, and your truth reaches to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens, and let your glory be above all the earth. I will greatly praise the Lord with my mouth. Yes, I will praise him among the multitude. Praise the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its going down, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, his glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God who dwells on high, who humbles himself to behold the things that are in the heavens and in the earth? He raises the poor out of the dust. He lifts the needy out of the ash heap, that he may sit him with princes, with the princes of his people. He grants the barren woman a home, like a joyful mother of children. Praise the Lord. Lord, we praise you, God. Lord, for the joy that you give us, but Lord, mostly because in your presence is fullness of joy. Lord, there's nothing else we desire but you. Let our hearts overflow with praise. In your mighty name. Psalm 116. I love the Lord because he's heard me, my voice and my supplications, because he has inclined his ear to me. Therefore, I will call upon him as long as I live. The pains of death surrounded me, and the pains of Sheol laid hold of me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then I called upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I implore you, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yes, our God is merciful. The Lord preserves the simple. I was brought low and he saved me. Return to your rest, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. You delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believed, therefore I spoke. I'm greatly afflicted, I said in my haste. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. Truly, O Lord, I am your servant. I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Happy is he who has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them, who keeps truth forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord gives freedom to the prisoner. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the strangers. He relieves the fatherless and the widow. But the way of the wicked he turns upside down. The Lord shall reign forever. Your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, studied by all who have pleasure in them. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endures forever. He has made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He has given food to those who fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He has declared to his people the power of his works, in giving them the heritage of the nations. The works of his hands are verity and justice, and his precepts are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. He has sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do his commandments. His praise endures forever.
Psalms 121. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore.
The Lord lives. Blessed be my rock. Let the God of my salvation be exalted. My heart rejoices in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. I smile at my enemies because I rejoice in your salvation. No one is holy like the Lord, for there is none besides you, nor is there any rock like our God. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him. Sing psalms to him and talk of all his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face evermore. You're the altogether lovely one, Lord Jesus. You're the chief among 10,000s. You're the lily of the valley. Your name is like ointment poured forth. No matter what, no wonder the maidens love you, Lord. Lord, you're kissing us with the kisses of your mouth in this season. You're showering us with your love. You delight in your people. You want us near to your heart. Stir us to songs of higher praise, Lord. Help us to see the wonders of your love. How tenderly and mercifully you care for us, God. How kind you are to us. How long-suffering and patient you are with us. How good you are to discipline us and show us the error of our ways. To show us what makes us weak. And to bring us back to where we can have strength. For you are Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, our mighty warrior king, our mighty mountain God who will never be moved, who never changes, the omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent one who promises to never leave or forsake us. For you are with us always. You've given us the gift of your Holy Spirit to dwell within us, to comfort us and to teach us all things. We praise you for teaching us and illuminating the eyes of our heart to see you. in so many wonderful ways, to look beyond our circumstances, to see from your perspective what you're doing, God. And you're doing something marvelous in our day. You say, don't look at the former things, for you're doing a new thing. Tune our hearts, Lord, to higher praise as we watch you bring the walls down and clear the obstacles in our path and open the way to your heart, to deepening love with you. God, we praise your holy name. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power and praise. We give you glory, Lord, in your mighty name. Lord Jesus, you inhabit the praises of your people. Lord, may you walk with us throughout this day as we go forth with a song in our heart and praise on our lips. May all those out there as we walk out in this world know that we've been with you, for they see your glory upon our head, your light shining through every word we speak and every act we do. Amen. Blessings and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever in your glorious high and holy name, Lord Jesus, the Lord of hosts. We praise your name. Amen. I just want to remind you that because of Wednesday night services, there will not be a 6 o'clock prayer service tonight. 6 o'clock here, 3 o'clock on the West Coast. But please join us back here at noon. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Blessings to all of you. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.